It is time now for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio, as always, on Wednesday morning by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library, and just for good measure, because that wasn't enough, the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department as well, chapelhillarts.org for more on them, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org for more on the library. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you, good sir?
I am tired.
I bet you are.
We were here until... So I left before some of the other folks did. The newsroom folks were still in here, and I think we heard Andrew Stuckey's piece on all of the election parties. I think he finished that roughly 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. But he's not here yet. He's still at home,
right,
snug and snuggled in his bed.
But
I left at midnight and had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to come here, so I will complain about that.
But nobody's keeping score, right?
Oh, I am.
Oh,
I am,
right,
100%. I've got a whole whiteboard back here, Susan.
I will say, so one thing I mentioned when I came in this morning is I think it's so great that this station does that kind of coverage. And I gotta say, I think Andrew had the best gig, right? Like going around
God,
to the parties.
Yeah.
How did the new guy get the best gig?
That was also my experience when I started at the station. It was fall of 2010, and one of the first really significant things that I did. This was actually a couple of months in, but I got sent to Raleigh to cover the statewide Democratic election night party. Now this was 2010, so the vibe there was not quite as
different.
Celebratory. Also, I was super sick that day, so it wasn't a great introduction to working at the station. But we sent him out. He got to go to all these parties, meet a whole bunch of people. Like he started hosting News on the Hill this week, so he's still learning the gig and making connections with all these folks. And he got the full like immersive experience into how excited local politicos are about our coverage. He came back and was like, oh man, as soon as I walked in and I was from WCHL, I mean, like the Red Sea parted and I got
nice.
Access to all of the candidates.
Nice.
And that was very nice. Yeah. And he's great.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. So, things are well and happening all over the place.
Cool. So what's going on for you? We've got a lot at the library and we've got the Tracks Music Festival coming up on Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
we are. So the library, we are, going gangbusters, planning out summer reading. The controlled burn, unfortunately, had to be put off for a little while.
It's only going to be 95 degrees and super sunny on Saturday.
Right?
Let's do it then.
So no controlled burn.
The weather will cooperate one of these days.
Unfortunately, there was a window that was there for us, and that window has passed. So we're going to reschedule that for next year. We're planning summer reading. You'll soon see the window being painted. We're bringing back the window where everybody gets to put their name in. Summer reading starts June 1st. And then on the arts and culture side of things, you know, we're coming into the high season. So we have Tracks Music Fest this weekend. We just dropped all of the information about Chapel Hill Carborough Small Town Pride.
Yes.
During June. We are planning with multiple partners the second annual Carborough Chapel Hill Juneteenth celebration at Hargraves. More information will come out about that next week. Then we look forward to summer. We'll get the festival call out soon. Then it'll be September and we'll do more tracks. And we're just in it. It's like coming back to us now, 2 years in, all of the festivals and events planning.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the Tracks Local Music Fest. It's going to be Saturday, May 21st at the Current Art Space on Franklin Street, great space downtown. Outdoor concert from 3 to 7 p.m. and 5 local artists, all of whom we play on Live and Local. They're all fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, one of the first events we did coming through the pandemic last fall was the Tracks Music Series here in the parking lot. And man, people were just so happy to be hearing live music outdoors. So we're doing it again. We had Allison Friedman on with us last week talking about this. CPA has been a great partner. Yes, it's going to be hot. So bring a chair, wear a ball cap.
Sun hat,
sunglasses.
Bring one of those little battery-powered fans.
Yes, I love those things. And we will have ice cream there, and we will have ice-cold beer, thanks to Carolina Brewery. So come well-prepared with all of the accoutrements for a hot summer music fest. But really, it's supporting these bands, supporting Tracks, Activating downtown. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. And the fact that we will have beer, that's hashtag breaking news, right?
Hashtag
we knew about the ice
news.
Cream earlier.
Yes. Carolina Brew is a great partner. We had to do a little paperwork, but we're hashtag breaking news, hashtag Carolina Brewery, hashtag beer and wine, hashtag Tracks Music Fest.
Hashtag local music. Saturday, May 21st, 3 to 7 p.m., head to the current art space on Franklin Street. It will be hot, but it will be sunny. No rain to worry about, so that'll be a really great party on Saturday afternoon. And with that in mind, we're talking books with Susan Brown. Let's talk books inspired by the Tracks Local Music Festival. Local music, music in general, these five bands, anything else that we can pull out of that to inspire our book recommendations
this week. Hashtag books.
Hashtag books.
Hashtag books. Okay, I've got two.
All right.
My first one is based on the last band on the bill for Saturday, Bangs.
Bangs.
Which is a great local punk band.
Love them.
So excited about them.
They put out an album last year, which might, like, legitimately one of the best albums. And, like, if we're giving out local Grammys for album of the year, like, not sure if it's the winner, definitely a nominee. Like, top five, I think, for sure.
By the way, we should totally do some local Grammys.
Yeah,
that would
right?
be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tracks has been, they were in the first round of Tracks bands to come on the platform. They've been supporters of it throughout. They, like, got the concept from day one, were into it. They've been great champions of the project. So, Bangs punk band made me think of a really great book. It came out in 2016 called Please Kill Me, The Uncensored Oral History of Punk. And this is such a great book because there are lots of band bios, and my kids are really into reading all the band bios now that are either kind of dry or kind of over the top. And this one is definitely over the top, but definitely not dry. And it is straight oral history. Like, there's not much commentary. It's just all the great punk bands of the 70s and 80s talking about what life was like on that scene, on those tours, on those stages at the time. And my favorite, I was looking up some views of it, and there's an Amazon commentator whose piece starts, "Great book. You might feel the need to bathe after reading it." But if you're into punk music, into oral histories, into reading about what, you know, life was like at the scene in the moment, Please Kill Me Now, or Please Kill Me, an uncensored oral history of punk is great.
All right. My recommendation is going to get a little bit more local. I've talked about this book before, but it's a fantastic book by a great local journalist, David Menconi, who has written stuff for Orange County. I think he's written a lot for the News and Observer. Great, great journalist and an expert on the local music scene here in the Triangle and also North Carolina wide recently. And we had him on the air to talk about this book, and it was a great conversation. Recently published a book. I want to say it came out last year, but don't quote me on that. Step It Up and Go is the name of it. Step It Up and Go is the title of a Blind Boy Fuller song. He used that as the title of the book, and it's a book about the North Carolina music scene going all the way back to the beginning. People like Blind Boy Fuller, Elizabeth Cotton, of course, gets a mention in there, and a bunch of other great, like, early local blues musicians, jazz musicians, kind of the roots of rock and roll and what we know today is, like, R&B and country and all of these modern genres. The roots of that gets traced back through North Carolina. He talks about that and also all of the great modern artists in Chapel Hill and Charlotte and Asheville and Greensboro and Winston-Salem and all of the other great artists. And it's just a litany of just one after the other, after the other, after the other. North Carolina's got a fantastic musical legacy, and David Menconi does a great job breaking it down in an interesting and fascinating and also succinct way. So if you're at all interested in local music, get that book, Step It Up and Go, which I think came out last year.
The year before. It's a great book.
It's recent, yeah.
Really great book.
Yep.
So my second book is a brand new book that's out. I just picked it up myself. It's so great. So the book that I want to recommend is called Her Country, How the Women of Country Music Became the Success They Were Never Supposed to Be by Marissa Moss. And it's just an inside look at the state of the country music industry, the women that are trying to break through, are breaking through, the challenges they have. It's a really, really great piece of music journalism. and I want to recommend it. I was thinking about this because of two things. One, the diversity of tracks, and that's part of the whole project, is to show that the triangle scene is so diverse in all of its forms, genre, band makeup, musical styles, all of it. And I was particularly thinking about Dissimilar South, who's on the bill for Saturday. Carter and Maddie are, they pull from so many different influences. They may not be what you think of when you think of a traditional music group duo. They're going to be great. They played with us last year. So looking forward to hearing them. And I'm already into reading Her Country by Marissa Moss.
We got a, just a great, like, diverse country music scene, really just focusing on the women of country music locally. You could talk about Dissimilar South, Kim Register with Loamlands, Melissa Swingle with, not the Moaners, but Trailer Bride. Like the country music act that
Reese
she was
Palmer.
In. Reese Palmer, Kamara Thomas, Rhiannon Giddens, branching out a little bit in the Carolina Chocolate Drops are local. These are like queer country, trans country, black country music artists, black women country music artists, which are rare, but we've got so many great ones in this community. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yep.
And I'm forgetting several, so apologies to the people. Sarah Shook.
That's probably why we shouldn't do the local Grammys, because we would get in trouble.
We'll forget some,
They're all our favorites. We love them all.
Trax Local Music Fest this Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Current Art Space right downtown on Franklin Street. Check it out. It's going to be outdoors. Bring something to keep cool. There will be ice cream and beer available. No rain to deal with, so it should be a lot of fun. ChapelHillArts.org/TraxFest is the website. Go there. Get more information too. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks.